Welcome to the Irresistible You podcast. This is another new mini series called Irresistible Links. I used to do a series way back in the day that started on my blog. So, like, we're going way back here. Back in 2010, I did this roundup post of links every single Friday where I was curating things that were happening in the weight loss community, the plus size community, articles and videos about confidence, different fashion videos, products, like the current products that I'm really loving. And just, it was a really fun way to pull all of these different items together and share them with you. So as I was planning for 2024, I had this idea about reviving that series, but bringing it to the podcast where I could essentially do the same thing. So we're going to get this series started. What you can expect is the same thing. It's going to be a curation of things going around the web as it relates to plus size women, plus size fashion, confidence, body image, weight loss, and also products and, you know, tips and things that I've been trying this week and things that I love that I want to share with you all as well. So you can listen to this two different ways, just like the rest of the podcast. This is available through Amazon Music. Subscribe using the Amazon Music app and make sure you get notifications each time an episode is published. You can also use any other podcast player of choice, but the preference for me is Amazon Music. If you are an Amazon Prime member, you have access to this for free, ad-free. And if you're not a Prime member, I will always have a link in the show notes with a free trial. It's for 30 days. You can sign up and you can check it out and see if you like it. So that's one way, right? Through the podcast player. The second way, if you're a more visual person, is you can watch these episodes over on YouTube. So if you head over to YouTube, that link is also in my show notes. You can watch these episodes. And for Irresistible Links, that might be a really great way to consume this episode because I'm going to be more visual in terms of sharing links and products and things like that that I want to screen share and then show you some things too. So either way you do it, we're going to get this party started. All right. So the first article that I was looking at, and this came out back in December, so it's about a month old, but I had seen this article. It made national news. It is on ABC News. It was in Time. It was on every major news publication. And it was because of this viral TikTok video. So this TikToker had posted a video. Her name is @KimmyStyled over on TikTok. And I will link all of this in the show notes too, so you can go and check her out. But she had posted a TikTok video about how to use the Southwest Airlines customer of size policy. Now, the customer of size policy is the policy in place with their airline that if you require an extra seat, this is the policy they have in place for you to be able to do so. And this video, you guys, it currently has over 1.1 million views. Like, crazy. It's crazy to me. So this thing went viral and there's a lot of comments. There's hundreds and hundreds of comments just in the TikTok itself. And you have comments that range from, oh my God, girl, like, thank you so much for sharing this. I didn't know that. I'm always, so backtrack a little bit. What she does in the video is it's like a point of view type of video where she asks the Southwest agent for a customer of size ticket. And then when she boards the plane, she asks for a seatbelt extender. And people in the comments, you had a range. You had people that were so grateful. They're like, I never knew I could do that. I'm always so embarrassed to ask, or I didn't know I could do that. And then you had the triggered trolls, right? The triggered trolls came out to play. And these triggered trolls, I swear to you, there are so many people, like non-fat people, skinny people, that get so triggered by anything that a person, quote unquote, of size does with their life. And it's just, it's pretty shocking to me. Not, it's really not shocking because, I mean, I know this, but it's always like, it's just jarring when you see it. And so just to summarize, like, so this article, people were acting also like this was a new policy from Southwest. And from what I gathered, this caused extra questions or extra inquiries at Southwest for people trying to do the same thing. And then Southwest, you can go right on their website and you can see their customer of size policy, and it's very detailed. And Southwest actually had come out with a statement that stated their customer of size policy allows for overweight passengers, which is defined as someone whose body does not fit in one seat, the boundary that is delineated by the armrest. So if you are flowing over, spilling over into the other armrest, then you would be qualified for this customer of size policy. And with Southwest, if you require an extra seat, you will get that seat for free. So people are just super triggered that Southwest gives this away for free. They are, you know, it's just like any other thing. Whenever someone else is receiving any type of support, they think it's taking away from them. So you have the triggered trolls who think that this is why the cost of airline tickets has gone up. And I'm like, no, honey, like, this is not why. Let's do our homework. This is not why airline prices have gone up. There are so many other factors that play into that. And I used to work in the travel industry. I worked in the travel industry almost 10 years. And I worked behind the scenes. I was a travel agent at one point, but then I worked behind the scenes for most of that time doing training and development. So travel always has a special place in my heart. It's my number one favorite hobby, pastime thing to do. And so I also understand a little bit about, travel policies and things like that too. And what's funny about this is the people who are acting like, oh my God, this is why the price of tickets have gone up and this is why things are so expensive. And Southwest, I quote, says, "We've had a long-standing policy for more than 30 years designed to meet the seating needs of customers who require more than one seat to protect the safety and comfort of everyone on board." You can go and find this on their website. So in the Time article, people were in the comments with this video praising or some people were, of course, praising Southwest for having this policy, and others were criticizing the airline, saying that they are rewarding obesity. Like, can we just not? Like, can we just not with that? So I see this trend a lot, and that's why I said anytime there's news about a plus-size person, an overweight person, especially when that person is living their best life, you have these triggered trolls that come out of the woodwork who think they're glorifying obesity. Someone with a plus size fashion page making videos because they're trying to make themselves more confident, embrace their body. They are all of a sudden glorifying obesity. It's like people can't stand to see anyone who's not skinny living their best life. And that's just really sad. Like, I am not offended by this policy. You know, I, of course, am plus size. I've been overweight my whole life. I've been bigger than I am now. I've been smaller than I am now. And so I've experienced things at different spectrums of the scale. I've never needed an extra seat. I've never needed a seatbelt extender. I do know at one point when I first started traveling by air, that's when I was actually at my largest. And it was a tight fit. Like, you know, it was very uncomfortable. The seatbelt was stretched to capacity. And I was kind of right on the border of needing that. And I've shared in my other episodes how even to this day, you guys, like when I get on a plane and I have the extra space, you know, where I can cross my legs and I have the extra, we got some extra seatbelt we can pull like, your girl is still proud of that, because there was a time where that was not the case. And so, you know, that's a really good feeling. Do I think that, because there's also this argument, there's the argument that the airlines should accommodate obese people by widening the seats, making the planes larger, making the seats larger. I don't know that I agree with that. And, you know, obviously speaking of from someone with a little bit of experience, like, I don't know that I agree with that. Do I think some of the seats could be a little bit bigger? Yeah. And not just for like ass width, but like, they're small. And I can't, the one thing I don't like about flying is I don't like someone being all up in my personal space. And whether you're large or not, I mean, you're in this thing on top of people. And when I can afford it, I will pay extra for business class, first class, whatever. Like, if I can afford it, I'm going to pay for it, because having that convenience, that space, that peace is worth it to me. And most of the airlines, they do have a policy for this, right? Not every airline is going to give you a free ticket, like Southwest. But I think it's great that they have things in place. I think you also have a responsibility to, number one, stand up for yourself. Number two, be confident in the body that you're in today, even if you don't love it, and be able to speak up for yourself and do the things that you want to do. Like, being plus size should not stop you from traveling. And I know that it stops so many people. Like, when we think about weight, it's not just like, oh, it's holding me back from doing, you know, wearing certain clothes. Like, it's holding people back from living their best life. And not so much because they can't, it's because they're afraid to do that. They're afraid of, what if someone says something? What if someone comes up to me, a steward, and asks me, like, do you need a seatbelt extender? Or, yeah, we actually think that you need an extra seat because your ass is too big. Like, does that fear go through my head? Yeah. Is it irrational? Yes and no. Because I've been on the border of that before. And also, I've been in situations where workers take it upon themselves to judge my size and tell me what I need to do. I think it's more about people doing their research ahead of time to prepare themselves. And I think that's what the intent was behind this TikTok, was like, listen, I'm a large woman. I travel, and this is how I do it. And let me share that with you so that you can also go and do the same thing, right? I think that's where it's really coming from. So all of that, like, it teeter-totters, it borders into the whole fat activism thing. And I'm going to save that for another day, because that's a heated topic. And the topic to where there's these people that are called fat activists that think that people that want to lose weight, it's bad. And you have plus size vloggers, content creators that over the years have built their platform being a plus size vlog content creator, and now have started to lose weight. And let me tell you, they come for them with the pitchforks. And I just think it is so wrong. Like, let's let people make their own decisions. And I get it, right? I get it. You looked up to this person, you saw yourself in this person, and now you feel left behind because they're losing weight. We're not going to get into that today, because I could tell you I could go off on that. But I wanted to share this with you. I want to know your thoughts. Do you think the airlines should have customer of size policies, or do you think the airlines should be willing to change the size of their seats? And there's a petition going around about this. Like, in the article, let me see if I can pull this up. There was a petition. This other plus size traveler and influencer, Jalyn Cheney, she launched a petition asking the Federal Aviation Administration to require all airlines to implement a clear and comprehensive customer of size policy. I think that's fine. Like, I think, you know, asking the airlines to have that policy so that people aren't caught off guard or embarrassed or humiliated in the airport, I think is a good thing. I don't think there should be, you know, this, and I saw also there's like a petition to have the seats change. I don't think that should be a thing. But I do think there should be some kind of customer of size policy out there that is helpful, that people can look into ahead of time. And so it states here that for now, most airlines simply recommend requesting a seatbelt extender, purchasing an additional seat, or upgrading to a higher fare class that offers more personal space, which is what I talked about earlier. I do like the comment here. Tigris Osborne, executive director of the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance, stated that fat people deserve to travel for pleasure just like everyone else, and we also need to remember that air travel is for work, family obligations, and for other responsibilities. Our taxes help support this industry, and we deserve to be accommodated safely and comfortably with access to accessible seating at all price levels. Yeah, I agree with that. I think absolutely. And if you go on the time.com article, which I will link, there are snippets of some of the major airlines and their customer of size policies. Like this one here for Alaska Airlines, it states the width between Alaska Airlines armrests is 17 inches for economy and 21 inches for first class. So you see that jump in first class or business class, it's a big difference there in the inches. So, you know, if you are someone who fits the customer of size policy that would probably need a separate seat, you know, look into that. The best thing I could say to you is, you know, we can't sit here and make all the airlines change. We can't sit here and change, you know, regulations put in place by the FAA. What we can do is what we can do personally, and that is to equip yourself with knowledge, work on your own personal self-talk. You got to work on the inner fat bitch talk to like figure out what is it that you're telling yourself. And then educate yourself and figure out what airlines, like it sounds like Southwest is a great accommodating airline. And I like Southwest. I really do. So you have to do your own research here. So we also have this other article that I found. Okay. So who remembers, which I mean, who doesn't, who it's more like who doesn't remember this? Who doesn't remember Titanic, the movie, the Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, Titanic, right? That was one of my favorite movies as a teenager. I remember it came out when I was in high school, and y'all, I had the tape. I had the VHS. I had the VHS, and it wasn't one tape. It was like, it's such a long movie that it came in like a two tape thing. It was crazy. And I even saw it in the theater, like with a bunch of my friends. I loved that movie. And so this, and you know, obviously Leo and Kate have gone on to be like amazing actors, and rightfully so. Like they're really good at their craft. They're really good at what they do. They've been in so many things since Titanic. But there's this article on Yahoo that Kate Winslet said that she was told to settle for the fat girl roles early in her career. Can you not? Like, I can't even. So it says here that in her early days in Hollywood, she faced some serious negativity about her body when auditioning for roles. And she was told the upper echelon of Hollywood advised her to stick to the fat girl roles, and they even went as far as to refer to her by the nickname Blubber. Like, have you seen her? Like, whether you see her nowadays or you see her back in Titanic, like, these people are tripping. But it made me, like, think back to, you know, the Titanic came out in the 90s. We were at the height of the toxic 90s millennial diet culture, heroin chic, all of that bullshit that was going around. And people of my generation, my older millennials here, like no wonder we had the body image issues and the eating disorders that we had, because, and I have said this from the very beginning of Irresistible You back in my blogging days, that we were spoon-fed this content because we've got to remember, you know, it's hard to remember this, that there was no social media. There was no TikTokers or Instagrammers or influencers or people that looked like you online or in the media. There was no online. There was the TV and there was the radio. And what came on the TV and the radio was dictated by the mainstream media. They don't have that. I mean, yes, they do control a lot of narratives to this day, but they don't have the same control that they did back then, pre-internet days, because they, these upper echelon of Hollywood, they got to decide what was beautiful. They got to decide what's fat, what's skinny, what's hot, what's not. Like, remember, you see it, 17 Magazine. And I just remember always feeling not good enough. Like, I would thumb through these pages of 17 and I could not see myself in these skinny, blonde, straight-haired, like, women, girls. It just always felt like I wasn't good enough. I didn't look like this. I never saw anyone that looked like me represented in any type of media. And then you had MTV, you had your, you know, your TV shows. And even, remember her name, Boy Meets World, Topanga? Do you remember the episode where they were calling her fat and that she needed to lose weight? Her, DJ Tanner, y'all, DJ Tanner from Full House was considered fat. And she had the episode where she wasn't eating because everybody was calling her fat and overweight. And it's like, no wonder these thoughts and these beliefs got put into our heads at such a young age, right? At such a young age, this was like embedded into us. So of course they said Kate Winslet was fat and they called her blubber. And I mean, it's just, it's mind-blowing that we lived in that day and time where you see around now, like, I forget where I was driving by. It's a dress shop, like a formal dress shop, and they have plus-size mannequins. And that matters. That matters a lot, to see people of different sizes. When you can see yourself represented, it changes the game. It really, really does. It's such a big deal. Kate said in this article, and you can go and read the article, there's a video too with her talking about this. When I was younger, my agent would get calls saying, "How's her weight?" I kid you not. So it's heartwarming that this has started to change. Yeah, I think there has been some changes in the industry, but let's talk about performative change. I think there's a lot of performative change out there. And this goes across the spectrum, not just in body sizes, but there's a lot of performative bullshit with race, where people act like they are inclusive and they do it for the dollar. They do it to be performative. We see it in race. We see it during Pride Month. We see it, like, there's just a lot of that that goes on. And I've even seen where some brands that had come out with plus size lines and were finally, you know, being inclusive and whatnot, and now they're pulling their plus sizes from the stores. So, you know, these companies, you have to remember, they're in it for one reason. They're not in it for your well-being. They are in it to win it, to get the dollar at the end of the day. And they jumped on the bandwagon when they realized, oh shit, there's this like whole group of women that we have forgotten about that want to be sexy, that want to be beautiful, that want to dress trendy. Oh, you know what? Maybe we should make clothes in their sizes. Maybe we should like have things besides some matte, like big polyester flower shirt that someone's grandma would wear. Like the plus size clothes of the 90s and the early 2000s that I remember, they were hideous. And you felt like an outsider. You felt like an outcast because if you didn't fit in the standard sizes, you were screwed. There was no internet to go shopping on. There was no websites. There was this little tiny section, maybe, in the store. Some stores didn't even have a plus size section. Or you went to the plus size store, the woman section. Like, you got to walk upstairs at Macy's to the women's section, the woman. Like, it's just, it's all so fucking degrading. Like, singling you out because of your size in a store, like, it's all so degrading. And everyone has the right to find clothes that are cute and trendy and make them feel good and not be forced to pick out these clothes that when you were younger, you look like you were an HR manager who was 60 years old. Like, I effing can't. I really can't. And yeah, so I can't with that. So the fact that, you know, you have these people and these pretentious assholes in Hollywood, in the media, like, who gave them the right to decide what's fat? Like, who gave them that right? And how dare you say that to women who aren't even plus size? Don't even say that to women that are plus size. You don't say that to women, period, right? Like, it's just, it's really sad. And in the wrap up of this article, Kate is quoted saying, "My daughter's generation has the ability to speak for themselves. They have already learned that they will be heard." Yes, girl. "Obviously, not in every situation, but they know how to use their voice, especially young women. That's striking to me. When I was younger, you spoke when spoken to, and that is not the case now. Young women are stronger, and they're prouder of their bodies." I like what she said here, but I think she's wrong by saying young women are stronger, and she's not giving herself enough credit here. Because, yes, this younger generation that's been raised under millennial women and some Gen X women, like Gen X and millennials, yes, I do think they're a stronger group of women. I think they are more, they don't take as much bullshit. I think they put their foot down. I think they stand up for themselves more. I think they stand up for others more. But that is to our own credit, because our generation decided we're not doing this anymore, and we're going to raise kids that question authority. We're going to raise kids who don't just take what they're told at face value. We're not going to stand up for that shit. So I think when she says young women are stronger, she needs to also give herself credit that she helped to pave that path for her own daughter. And I hope to be able to do that for my own kids so that they aren't afraid to stand up for themselves and they don't, and there's this respect for authority, but also I'm going to question you because I actually think you're wrong. And for me, I will, I have no problem doing that myself. Like, I will always push back. I will always question authority. I will not take things at face value. And I hope that my kids will do the same. So just crazy. So that was that one. In other news on Irresistible Links today, I'm going to open this other article that came across my desk. And this is another one that came from Instagram as an influencer. And the headline says, "I'm plus size and wear my thong on top of my clothes like Julia Fox. I think it's sexy, but I've caused quite a debate." So there is this curvy model who was modeling for Fashion Nova Curve. I will link everything below so you can go and check out her post. And she's beautiful, and she's wearing a pair of pantyhose, and on top of the pantyhose is a red lacy thong. And when I first saw it, I was like, oh, that's interesting, like, to wear it on the outside, but, like, that's cool. She's beautiful, like, just stunning. And I was like, well, who is this Fox person? I have no idea who Julia Fox is. I've never heard of her in my life. Like, who is that? Like, why is she being compared to this person? So I had to Google her. I don't know who this girl is. And apparently she's an actress, filmmaker, who has been in the limelight because she was spotted on dates with Kanye West following his split with Kim. So I'm like, okay, I didn't know who she was. Now I know. And so there's this picture of her, and she's wearing, it looks like a pair of, like, those back in the 1800s the bloomers that women would wear under their like pioneer dress. It looks like she's wearing a pair of those bloomers with a matching thong that looks like the same material, and it's over the pants. So it's not the same. It's not the same vibe. Like she's not wearing the thong over another undergarment, if you will. Okay. This Julia Fox chick, quite frankly, you know, when I see her outfit, I'm sorry, but not sorry. It looks pretty stupid because she's not wearing this to model lingerie. She's wearing this out in the street. And I think it's just an ugly outfit as it is. It's not cute. I'm not into it. I don't like it. I think it's tacky. I think it's ugly. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because in the articles about this Fox lady, it says Julia Fox wore a thong over her pants. And not gonna lie, she kind of slayed. And it's just like, you know, everyone is praising this look. There's apparently like other celebrities now that are wearing the thong over the pants. It looks stupid. Okay. I'm just going to be very honest with you. It looks freaking stupid. But what kills me about this is that Fashion Nova Curve model, and I'm sorry, I have to look up her name. I don't know her name. We have the opposite reaction from the media, which goes right back to what I was talking about in the earlier segment about, you know, there's a double standard. There's a double standard when you're plus size and curvy versus when you're traditionally thin. And so people want to make a big to-do out of the woman who's wearing two undergarments in an advertisement that is for the red thong. Like she is showing off the red thong in an ad. This other woman is walking up and down the street with her ugly ass whale tail, and it is not a vibe, honey. Okay. We're not here for this. And so it kills me because the way the media portrays women is just, it's really sad. If this person in Fashion Nova, okay, was traditionally skinny, everybody would be talking about how hot she is. Oh my God, it's so sexy. I love it. Yada, 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 go off, okay? That is not what people are doing. And so this double standard, I just want to bring it to light because I have experienced this shit my entire life. It's nothing new. We've seen it for years. We see it all the time. And it's not right. It's not fair. And, you know, I think also you're comparing things that, you know, one is for a lingerie ad. One is like, you decided to go out in the street looking like this. It looks stupid. You look stupid, okay? And we're seeing a lot more of that. Like, I was looking through this, and if, you know, for those of us that survived the early 2000s, can we not bring back the thong hanging out of the pants? So we didn't have our thong over our pants. We were wearing our thong with our low-rise pants. Well, some of us were. I didn't get to participate in that trend because I was fat, but that was a thing, right? Back in the early 2000s, the low-rise jeans with the thong hanging out, like, it was stupid then and it's stupid now. But back then I was a hater. Like, I wanted to have that trend. That was when I was, the early 2000s, like 2000, 2001, 02, I was at my largest than my pregnancies, largest of all time. And so a lot of those trends, again, we're going back to 90s millennial toxic diet culture and heroin chic days. I didn't get to participate in some of these trends because, again, they didn't make your size. And if they didn't make your size, they who get to dictate everything, right? You didn't get to wear it. You didn't get to wear it. Straight period. Because, like, you know, we all know that Lane Bryant wasn't selling low-rise jeans. Lane Bryant wasn't selling the crop tops. I wasn't about to wear that shit back then, like, even if they did sell it. So, yeah, that's just, it's crazy to me. But I've been seeing that this thong trend has been coming back. So we're pulling our thongs out of our pants again, but we're also now going to put our thong over our pants. Like, girl, do you, but I'm not on board with that. I can't with that. That is not it. Okay, so I want to get to the part in this series where I just share with you what I'm loving this week in terms of some products and items and things like that, because, you know, I love to shop, I love to look for deals, I love to find things that make my life more irresistible, more easy, and I'm one of those people that from the time I was younger, everyone always asks me, where did you get that? Where did you find that? Blah, blah, blah. And so I love to share. I don't want to gatekeep. We don't gatekeep around here. We share. And I want to share some things with you. So this week, some things I want to share with you. And this is the part where if you're on YouTube, this is probably where you want to watch the episode because it's going to be a lot easier to visualize what I'm doing. But this phone case, all right, so for Christmas, can you see? I'm putting this up on the screen. For Christmas, my husband got me the new Samsung S23 Ultra. You guys, this phone is a badass. Like, look at these cameras. Like, there are 5 lenses on the back, the selfie camera on the front. It takes amazing, like, my picture game has, like, is gone up. And so I'm loving my phone. I really do like this. I've always had a Samsung. Sorry, Apple people. I don't like Apple. I will never eat the Apple. I love me a Samsung. I love my Android. Love it, love it, love it. And so what I want to share with you is my phone case. So I had a similar phone case to this on my old Note 10 Plus, which is what I upgraded from. And I just love this. I had bought this phone case back in 2021 when we did the big like family Disney trip because I wanted to make sure, you know, we're in Disney, we're with the kids, like we're going to be taking pictures left and right. And I don't want to accidentally put my phone down on the stroller or on a table and I lose it. Or I don't want to be walking down Main Street and, you know, my phone breaks on the ground and it cracks, like problem. I want to have easy access to my phone so I can take pictures and I'm not constantly like pulling it out of the bag and putting it back, especially when you're traveling and doing, you know, touristy things like that. So that's when I originally had bought the purse or the phone case. I guess you could call it either one. And what I love about it, the other one I have was black, but it's the same thing. So I love the quilted pattern here. It like elevates the look. It makes it look luxurious, I feel like. But what I love about it is when you unzip this, let me hide my cards. I don't want you guys to see my credit cards, okay? You don't need my debit card number. When you open this up, you have a wallet. So it has 2 sides where you can stick cards in. You can tuck them behind here. Like I keep my ID tucked like behind right here. You can fit a little bit of cash in there if you carry cash. So what I love about it is that I have my phone and I have my money all in one thing so that especially when I'm out and about shopping and I'm just running in the stores, especially when the kids aren't with me, I don't even bring a real purse anymore. I just carry my phone. And here's what I love is that it turns into a crossbody. So this guy comes with the wrist, you make like a little wristlet, but it also has this strap, which I'm putting on right now. So if you're watching, you can see what this looks like, but you strap these guys on. They just clip right on. There's little clips here. Okay. Do you see that? And now my phone is a crossbody and I don't lose it. It doesn't fall. It doesn't crack. And I have it with me if I'm, you know, especially when I'm out with the kids, I have my backpack that I bring with me that has all the goodies, the diabetes phones and stuff, the Dexcom. And then I have this around the front so I can quickly like snap videos or pictures of the kids or, you know, check stuff on my phone, which is really, really convenient. So I just love this thing. Like my black one, I loved it so much. I went through 2 of them. I went through 2 of them. I used the first one so much that I wore it out. The zipper broke and everything. So when I went to Disney last year, I bought a new one. And then when I got the S23, I obviously needed a new size because it doesn't fit. And so this is, again, like just, she's so pretty. I have the rose gold color, pink, but it comes in black. It comes in white. I really like the white, but it would just get too dirty for me. So I'm going to link that to my Amazon store down in the show notes. And if you don't have an S23, I'm going to link to it, but you can just go on Amazon and Google like the name of your phone and like, you know, crossbody purse or whatever. So it's the middle of January and we have started decorating. Well, actually, I'm done decorating for Valentine's Day. I finally got my Christmas stuff taken down. Sad face. We did that last weekend. I still have a box that I'm looking. Looking at this box on my floor that I had to go get another box because I bought more decorations this year. But I just need to tuck that over there in the attic and we'll be done with Christmas. But I started decorating for Valentine's this week and I was like thinking I had more, like I don't go as crazy for Valentine's Day. Nothing's as crazy as Christmas. I mean, every room of the house is decorated, right? But for Valentine's Day, I thought I had more stuff and I really didn't. So when I was out yesterday, I was at Walmart. You guys on my video, you see my little buddy here? Look at him. He's so cute. This is my hot pink gummy bear, except here, listen. You hear that? He's fuzzy. So he's like a fuzzy hot pink gummy bear. He's holding a light pink heart. Found him at Walmart. They have it in red and white also. And so I brought him up here to show you guys because I think it's so cute. So I put it downstairs. I have the three floating shelves on each side of the TV. And so I put him out. And then I went with the kids to Hobby Lobby. And all of their Valentine's Day stuff is 40% off. Like, so if you need something, if you want some decorations, run, do not walk, because a good chunk of the Valentine's Day stuff is gone. Like, I also went to Home Goods yesterday because I remember when I was Christmas shopping and they had so much Valentine's, and I was like, I can't even mentally go there right now because we're just trying to get through. We're trying to get through this holiday. And so I went back because I wanted to see what else they had, get a couple things. Home Goods by me, nothing. They had some pillows, they had some cat toys, they had some dishes, and like random stuff that was like broken and that nobody wanted. It's gone. And the whole store was taken over by summer, garden, pool. And it's so funny to me because when I see that stuff now, I'm like, oh God, I'm not into that. I'm not I don't care. But of course, you know, when summer comes, I'm going to be all about it. And then it's, you know, Halloween shits out. I just can't keep up with the retail world. It's crazy to me. So get over to Hobby Lobby, 40% off. Get over to Walmart. They've got these adorable bears. Gummy bears, and they have some other things also. So go and check that out. So I put a video of the decorations. I can share that again, but I put some little heart lights that I bought. I did a little like Valentine's Day village. And I remember one of the little village houses lights up and I got it from Hobby Lobby for like $7. So cute. And I remember I was shopping somewhere like a few weeks ago and they had a Valentine's Day Nutcracker. I love nutcrackers. And even Kat, she's like, Mommy, we should get this. And I was like, oh yeah, I like it, but I don't love it. And now that I look back at it, I'm like, no, I think I really want to go get it. So I'm going to go see if they have it. I think they're sold out everywhere, but I'll share with you guys on Instagram if I find him because he is really cute. So yeah. Oh, and one more thing because, you know, so yes, I did get on the Stanley train. I did not own a Stanley. I had been thinking about it for a while. I've mentioned it here and there, but I wasn't like, oh my God, I have to have one. I would never stand outside for hours waiting for one. Y'all are crazy. I'm not going to rush into Walmart or Target and run and scream and like fall on the ground to get one. But I guess I had mentioned it enough times that Frank took notice. And when I got home the other day, he had this beautiful light purple Stanley. Can you see her? She's so beautiful. Sitting on my desk. And you guys know, look around. Look around. You see my watch. My watch is light purple. My walls are light purple. My brand is light. Like, that is my brand. That is my branding, right? So this cup is like screams Irresistible Media all the way. And let me just tell you, the hype is real. It is an amazing cup. I love it. It keeps everything cold. And I've been drinking my water because a beautiful cup makes you want to drink your water. And I'm all about whatever works to get the job done. So we love her. We love her. We will link her below as well. And that's just a few of the things that I am really liking right now. And I like the series. I had a lot of fun today. I think this is going to be a fun addition to Irresistible You. We will have our flagship episode every week where we get into the meat and potatoes of, you know, a certain topic. We have our 10 pounds 10 times, which is my weekly weigh-in with you guys. And then we have this fun, like, let's just do the gossip and the news around plus size, body image, weight, and all that stuff. And, you know, Irresistible Links. I like it. So I want to hear what you think. I want to know if this is something you enjoyed listening to or watching. You can leave a comment on YouTube or head over to Irresistible Icing and DM me on Instagram at Irresistible Icing and let me know, like, if you like this format and if you guys are finding irresistible articles, links, products, things, share those with me. I would love to share those with our listeners as well. So I think this is going to be a fun addition. Stay tuned for next week because we have more coming your way. And I think 2024, we're going to give you more in 2024. That's the theme. That's the theme. So, all right. Don't forget to subscribe, whether it's on YouTube and or Amazon Music. I would greatly appreciate that. And also, there is a link down in the show notes. If you are not on my email list, make sure you join. That way you get notifications when new episodes come out, new offerings, new products, and it's the best way to stay connected with me because we never know what social media is going to do with themselves. So on that note, have an irresistible week. Until next time, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.